Welcome back to ICB. Now, Cleveland Browns fans come in all shapes and sizes, but only one of them is featured as our third down muse at First Energy Stadium, and only one of them is our fan of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Pumpkinhead.
I would say this is my 10th year doing it. So back in 2002, 2004, we wanted to do something that generated some fun and attention. So I actually made three pumpkin heads, and they were real pumpkins to start off with, and made three, one for my brother, one for myself, one for my cousin. We went to the game, and my brother and cousin chickened out. So we ended up selling two of the pumpkin heads on the way to the game for $50 each. I went ahead and went through with it, wore it to the game, got a ton of attention, and kind of grew from there. So I went ahead and made another one the next week. But after Thanksgiving, you can't get pumpkins anymore. So I went to the craft store the next year, and I made one and kind of took off from there.
So Noe, you have a lot going on Browns game days. Walk me through what it's like from start to finish at one of your tailgating parties.
We do a lot more than just tailgating. We provide a fan experience during our tailgates on Sundays. So there's a whole lot of production that goes into it, almost like creating a movie. But it's something that we really plan all year long. It's not just, you know, a one-day thing. And during the tailgate, it's just crazy. I mean, last year I incorporated a t-shirt gun. We have a lot of giveaways, contests, and, you know, just a lot of fun things that you don't would normally see at a tailgate. You know, I've been hearing a lot lately this offseason, Cleveland is the center of the sports universe. I mean, it couldn't be more true than that. We're just proud to be here in Cleveland. Things are changing around for us, and it's just something that's in us. And you just have to, you know, stay true to who you are. And, you know, us Browns fans are, we have to stick together, and just something that we all love, and it's the Browns. I mean, the Browns is Cleveland. Cleveland is the Browns.
What a great guy. I had so much fun with Pumpkinhead. He definitely takes his passion for Cleveland and the Browns to a whole new level.
Now, there's no doubt about that. And speaking of taking passion to a new level, this past week's game against the Saints, the dog pound was barking. First Energy Stadium, it was deafening. You couldn't hear yourself think. The ground was shaking. So we wanted to give you a look at what the fans and the dog pound look like from a player's eye view.
You know, Doug, they're having trouble with this crowd.
So oh, yeah.
They really are. This crowd is really amped up. They need a timeout. This is exactly what you want to create. This is how you want your home stadium to be. You want it to work for you rather than against you. And Joe Hayden saying, bring it even louder. So the Browns are out on the field, and they're waving to the crowd. Everybody up and standing. People are jumping up and down in the seats. Cundiff marks off his steps. It's a 29-yard field goal attempt to give them the lead. And the snap is back, and the ball is down. The kick is up, and it is good! And the Browns win!
The dog pound was rocking. Nearly 68,000 fans cheering in the dog pound. So amazing. I can't wait to hear it again this week as the Browns take on the Ravens in Cleveland. You better make some noise.
That's right, Dog Pound. You can make a big difference. I get chills just thinking about it. They forced Drew Brees to use timeouts. Big sack. Let's make Joe Flacco think he's wacko this Sunday. Now go to ClevelandBrowns.com for all your latest Browns news and tweet us with the hashtag ICB all of your great Cleveland Browns story ideas. For Sarah, I'm Nathan, and we'll see you next week on Inside the Cleveland Browns.